State Representative Jeff Irwin. State Representative, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Boy, you've been busy. You've been involved in many bills lately. What's going on in your district?
Unfortunately, we sent our football team up to East Lansing this weekend, and we're not successful. So now I'm going to have to come up to Lansing and do some more good work, hopefully, for the people of the state of Michigan, and try to strike some bipartisan compromise, get some things done. I think that this morning I wanted to talk to you about this opportunity we have. We're looking at another opportunity to get in a little bit more revenue than we were anticipating, another $280 to $300 million, something in that range that we can put to work on behalf of our citizens this year. And I want to take the opportunity this morning to call upon all my colleagues, particularly the Republican colleagues and the governor, to use those dollars to invest in some tangible assets that can put people to work right away and that can improve our roads and bridges so that we won't have to spend as much on tire repair and front-end alignments and all of that. So we have a real opportunity here to invest in Michigan, and for the first time, I think, since we've been here, really invest in jobs now.
Extra revenue in the state of Michigan, that's an oxymoron. How'd that happen?
Well, the sales tax revenue is coming in a little bit faster than was anticipated, and you know, I think it's always good when the economists make more conservative estimates about how much revenue you're going to get. It's always better to err on the side of being a little more frugal on the front end of your budgeting process, but it looks like sales tax revenue is coming in a little bit higher than what we anticipated, and this is an opportunity for us to, like I said, invest the dollars in a way that provides some tangible assets going forward for the state and put some people to work right away.
Does the amount, $230 million plus, sound like we were being a little too frugal in our estimations?
No, I don't think so. When you're talking about a multi-billion-dollar state budget, there's going to be these types of differences between what's estimated and what's actual. So I don't think that's an indication of anything going wrong in government. I just think it's an opportunity for us decision makers now to get together and decide what to do with these dollars. And what I've been hearing so far of a couple of ideas that I've heard coming out of the leadership, I don't think are the right ideas for Michigan now. One of the ideas is to sock the dollars away in the rainy day fund, which, you know, I think it's raining. I think it's pouring. The old man is snoring. I mean, this is one of the worst, longest recessions in Michigan's history, and now is not the time, I think, to be trying to recapitalize our rainy day fund. Now is the time, like I said, to invest in some tangible assets that make our state a better place to live, that reduce the cost to motorists, and that get some of our Michiganders back at work. You've got a double-digit unemployment. More than one in every 10 people who's looking for a job can't find one. And we have an opportunity with some projects. We've got bridges closed. We've got roads that are filled with potholes. Let's take that opportunity.
We have news that there is a state senator who may help the governor get his bridge proposal voted out of committee. What's your perspective on that, and are you for a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
Yeah, I mean, we need a second span across the Detroit River. I think that's going to be good for trade across the border, and particularly the big three, our auto industry here in Michigan, which is still strong. So I think we need the second span. The devil, of course, is in the details. I hope that the Senate gets the bill moving, though, so we can talk about those details.
All right, Representative Irwin, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you this morning.